Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think Draymond would be the perfect one to guard Cooper Kupp. I believe Draymond will make Cooper Kupp have a bad game. Because
Flag.
Draymond is... Cooper, I'm sorry. I always say get the cup. Flag.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Cooper Kupp was a bad boy.
I don't think Draymond Green could guard Cooper Kupp.
I don't think he could
Love
either.
Love you smooth.
Cooper Kupp might put him in the basket.
You know, here's one thing. Like, you know, I'm sure there's a small amount of listeners out there that'll be like, see, Smoothie doesn't even know what he's talking about. He doesn't even know Cooper Kupp. Of course he does. Of course he knows the difference between Cooper Kupp and Cooper Flagg. Give guy a break. I blame Risotto. Why would you do that to him?
He's one of our favorites.
Exactly.
And it's almost Christmas.
A good caller, too. One of our better callers, for sure. While Draymond Green was headed to the locker room on Monday, you know, Steph Curry was in that huddle, obviously.
Oh, and I saw him. He's kind of hanging out.
Yeah, and Tim Hardaway is one of the greatest Warriors of all time, going to the Hall of Fame. And listen to what Tim Hardaway said about what he thought of the entire situation and what he was thinking.
Steph should have been the one standing up in that huddle, not somebody else. Steph should have been like, yo, Dre, man, yo, that's enough, man. Come on, man. Hey, let's get back into it, man. Let it go. Let it go. Leave it alone. That's what Steph, don't be sitting down there catching your breath, thinking, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. So, yeah, I mean, Steph isn't that type of person, but we don't know what he said in the back after the game.
All right, so Tim Hardaway saying that Steph should have been the one to calm Draymond down, not Moses Moody, although I was impressed with what Moses Moody did, and it says something about Moody's status on the team, I think, actually, that, you know, if he could do that and he's got enough respect that Draymond didn't kind of go at him, which can sometimes happen in the heat of the moment. But, I mean, this one I'm kind of on Curry's side. Like, Steph Curry has learned long ago that, and he's always been this way, he stays out of things that really aren't his business. And I know that's a fine line for a quote-unquote leader to walk, but after 15 years of Draymond Green, I think Steph's, all he's got left is here we go again, and there's not a lot I can do about it.
But this is where I do agree with Hardaway, and you brought him up, because the reason why it's a bad look is because Moses Moody did it. If Steph had just been hanging out and there wasn't anybody in the huddle and it was just Draymond and Kerr yelling at each other and Draymond gets up and excuses himself and everyone goes on about their business, that's one thing. But you got a 23-year-old that's willing to play mediator, that's trying to play peacemaker, and you're the franchise. I mean, that's where I can see people looking at that situation like Tim Hardaway is and saying that's a bad look. Like, Moses Moody's the guy who's trying to help out Draymond and Kerr and defuse the situation. And you could also argue that, hey, you know, Steph has seen it a million times, so he knows exactly what's going to happen. This isn't a big deal. We're going to go on about our business. But Moses has also seen a couple Draymond blowups.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that Moses Moody feels comfortable enough now in his fifth season to step in and try and do something about it, that tells me a lot about him. So it's not something where I'm looking at Curry and saying, this is why you're not a leader, or this is, you know, this takes away from who you are. But I think it absolutely, it gives me a lot of confidence in Moses that he's got a growing voice in that locker room. And I think that's pretty cool for a guy who's his age and someone that obviously a lot of people respect.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, because I think there probably could have been other players that, if they tried to do what Moody did, Draymond might have been, get out of here. You know what I mean?
Like if
Pods.
Pajemski tried to step in.
Yeah, I was thinking Pods or somebody like that, or, you know, lesser, well, Moody and here are the same. But Moody, obviously Draymond's got some kind of respect for Moody because he didn't refocus his attention to Moody when he was in the middle of it. The one thing it does, though, is it does play into the narrative that Draymond, like Steph's just kind of okay with everything that Draymond does or doesn't want to be a part of putting his foot into it. And, I mean, even after the game, he was asked about it. He said, it's not for me to talk about. Ask those other two guys. Well, which is a professional thing to say, for sure. But I think Draymond, like, we have talked a lot about Curry and Draymond's relationship on and off the court and how much they need each other and one means for the other and all that kind of stuff. I just think Steph, a long time ago, came to terms with he's not going to be the guy that can steer Draymond. He just can't. He's seen it all. And the way Curry is, he knows that Draymond is Draymond, regardless of Steph's impact on him or not.
I'll take it a step further, though. Does that make you feel like all these decisions that are going to come up in a month about who to trade, who not, like, Draymond's not going anywhere? It's because of a reaction like Curry to that, which is, that's Draymond. That's who he is. He's a warrior, and he's going to be here because I'm completely fine with all of his actions, both good and bad.
I mean, I'll just tell you that, I mean, we've talked about this since 2020 about, or even before that, what kind of clout Steph has on the organization and specifically with Draymond. And I'm just telling you right now, if the Warriors somehow had a trade out there that they liked for Draymond Green, and the idea they wouldn't do it because of Steph, I think we're long past that. Like, I don't think that's the case anymore. I really don't. Like, I don't think Steph says to Mike Dunleavy, don't trade Draymond. I'll be unhappy. Like, I think Curry knows where they're at right now.
Yeah, but Curry, he's because of that reaction, I think it's the same reason why he's not a superstar that's going to pound the table and say, go get somebody.
Right.
Or go make a trade, get me help, this isn't working, you got to do better. Steph Curry he's a softer personality. It's one of the reasons that I think he's great, is because anybody can play with him for that reason. Anybody, right, no matter what size ego you have, can play alongside Curry because he's the alpha without having to say it. And You can go mouth off to the coach. Hell, you could hit a teammate. You can do anything under the sun. And he, as long as you're able to help him win basketball games, he's cool with it. But I also understand where a lot of people might come down his road for that and say, you're just allowing this to happen. You know, you've allowed all of these transgressions to take place, and you've kind of just condoned the behavior for the better part of 15 years. You know, again, it's a two-edged sword. It's just like Draymond, without all the baggage, obviously. Right. But, yeah, Steph Curry's not the get-in-your-face, egotistical, le GM-type leader. That's just not who he is.
Yeah. Let's go to Al. Al's in San Francisco. What's up, Al? How you doing, man?
Yeah, Steph Curry's not the get-in-your-face, egotistical...
Turn your radio down, Al.
Yeah, I don't like hearing myself that much.
All right, let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Al, get in the game. Christian is in Fairfield. What's up, Christian?
Hey, fellas. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Yo.
Evan, tic-tac-toe. I like that. I forgot who was when that passed, and you used the car. I listened on the radio. That was beautiful. You did a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Christian.
And it was dope that Moody congratulated you on the post game. I think Moody stepping up as a leader in this locker room after what we've seen, too.
Yeah, now we get to the real reason why I like him.
Wait, what did he do?
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead, Christian. So, I'll get to it after.
I'll tell you later.
And so with the Draymond and the Steph, I think that moment was Steiny, you've been on point the last 2 days, but I think it's a little deeper. I think their curve figured out. Because if with the rotations he's been flipping, he's been sitting the turnover guys. Kuminga with 3 turnovers, Buddy turning the ball over. And usually he'll let you play through that, like if Buddy was hitting 3s, like he'll let Draymond play through it, like he let Steph play through it if they're playing well. And I think over the past couple of weeks, he's realized, all right, out of respect, I'm going to let Draymond try to figure it out. And he hasn't. And right there when he called the timeout, he was telling about himself. And I think it hit Draymond deeper than just, I'm losing it. I think Draymond's realizing that he's the problem. And Steph knows basketball. I think he realized that he's the problem with what's going on the court. So I think Steph fell back so he can let Kerr and Draymond figure it out. And I think we're going to see more Moody at the power four, because last year when they were 23-8, that's where he was playing. And Post has been playing good on defense. Like Smoothie said, offense has been shaky, but his defense has been great. So I think that's what we're going to see, a lesser role in Draymond, and fall back and let Kerr finish figuring this out. And the turnovers won't be a problem, and they're playing faster.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, Christian, who would be the fifth guy for you if you move Moody to the four?
Post. I'd go Post, Moody, Steph, Jimmy, and I'd switch it. It might be Richard. It might be Melton. I keep Pods on his role that he is because he's playing out of this earth. People are hating on him. He's shooting 40% from 3. All his numbers is up. I wouldn't start Pods. Let him come in and keep doing what he's doing. Don't change his role because he's comfortable right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It would be between Richard. It'd be one of the defensive guys at the two.
I like it.
All right.
I like it. Yeah, I'm kind of with him. I think, you know, Richard is, he's not going to score 20 points every game like he did against Phoenix. He's his production is kind of dependent on the other guys on the floor, but you always get the same level of effort with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, and I think Melton's shot, he's not going to shoot 17% from three the whole season. He's got to be better than that, but I'm kind of with him. I think it's between one of those two guys, and then you just see if Draymond, you know, maybe he helps kind of facilitate the second unit with Pajemski, and he plays a little bit with Butler on the back end of that first and third quarter rotation when Jimmy's in with the second unit. And maybe you just try and put the clamps on guys because Draymond can still absolutely defend at a high level.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in the city, by the way. The one thing that we talked about a little bit was, you know, the guy who I think, if I'm going to move Draymond to coming off the bench, the guy who ideally would start would be Kuminga, but I don't think Kerr's going there.
You got to give up on that.
I will. So here would be my number two. I think I might start Santos with Santos and another big. Because I was thinking about Santos starting in place of Draymond Green. What do you get and what do you lose those first 6 minutes of the game? Like, in a weird kind of way, they're both shooting about the same from three. I don't mind Santos taking a couple open ones. And defensively, he's not as good as Draymond Green, but what would you really lose? Here's the one thing you wouldn't lose: energy. You would be coming into a game with Santos's energy, and I get it. Santos is a role player, but so's Draymond right now. So that if it's not going to be Kuminga, I would actually think about Santos, knowing that, yes, he's a role player, but he might fit with that lineup with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, to start the game. Well, so what, is he playing 20 minutes?
No.
Like, he's still playing.
I almost feel like, when does Draymond get subbed out for?
Well, it's...
I know.
It's been changing a lot lately.
Right.
I don't know. I think he usually plays the first like 6 or 7 minutes of the first. You know, so what, you're giving Gui Santos a six-minute stint?
Five to start, maybe. 4 or 5.
I wouldn't hate it. I mean, you're definitely worse defensively. But maybe get a couple of extra opportunities the other way because Santos has been that sort of player.
Like he's I guess Draymond would be considered a better passer, obviously, than Santos. But I think Santos knows what he's doing out there.
You're not going to GP2?
No. No, he's a specialist for me now.
Well, so is Draymond.
Well, that's a problem.
But, so what Chris was talking about, one of the reasons why I'm a massive Moses Moody fan right now is, so after,
oh, yeah.
After the game, you know, there's a player that heads over to the scorer's table. They put the headset on, and usually Tim and Tom will talk to him, but I got to do the interview. I honestly completely forgot about it at the end of the game. So RC gets in my ear and says, you know, just riff for, what, 2-3 minutes, and you'll see someone that's going to go right down there. And I see Moses walking over with Brett, who works in PR for the Warriors, and I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure Brett must have told Moses that it was the first basketball game, NBA game, that I was calling on the radio, because one of the first things that Moses said was, "Congratulations! I hear this is your first game," and that completely caught me off guard. So I think Brett did tell him, but Moses obviously didn't have to say that, and that was very nice of him.
We get the sound on that?
We'll get it. I'll get it.
No, he was great, man.
I really like him.
He also had a good game.
Yeah, I really like Moody. He's a grown-up. He's a grown-up.
Part of me was thinking after all that is, you know, because you don't know who you're going to get to interview. They just, so one person goes to TV, the other goes to radio. I was thinking, Please don't give me Draymond Green tonight. Please don't give me Draymond.
I'm wondering, like, if Brett said to Moody, yeah, this guy is his first game ever doing basketball. Like, I wonder if Moody might have thought you were like, you know, kind of like a make-a-wish kid. Yeah.
He probably said, hey, this is his first game, so any of these dumb questions he asks you, just give him a pass.
Yeah. Anyway, well done the other night, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah. Want to know.
That's true. That's true. They got a you got a higher winning percentage than the Warriors. So, open up the San Jose Mercury News. This is just a little sidebar. Open up the San Jose Mercury News today on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Where else?
And there was a story there. We know the Dallas Mavericks are coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, Christmas Day, 2 o'clock.
I saw a headline that said the Warriors should bring back Klay Thompson.
What?
The Warriors should bring back Klay Thompson. Now, I didn't...
Well, he's going to be back at Chase Center tomorrow.
Right, but... And I didn't read the article, but apparently Dieter Kurtenbach is saying maybe the Warriors should bring Klay back. Did you read it?
I didn't have to.
Well, you read something about feeding the soul, right?
Oh, yeah, that was one of the... So, were you ever a columnist?
Nah, not really.
Like, how often did you get to opine in your paper?
Once in a while.
Okay, so I'm imagining that...
Back in the day, it used to be like you knew if it was a story or a column.
Yeah, so when you have a chance to say what you think,
right,
you try and dress it up a little bit and you try and have some clever lines. Like probably Marcus Thompson's the best at that. He's always... Like, I feel like sometimes I'm reading poetry when Marcus is writing his stories. But I guess the reasoning for trading for Klay in a month was... This team isn't going anywhere, essentially, and you might as well just bring back the captain of a sinking ship and feed the soul. That was the argument, from what I could tell.
If Klay Thompson is acquired by the Warriors to be a functional player, not that he's not. I'm not saying that.
Well, he's not.
There's two situations. One is... You go sign Klay Thompson when he's a free agent and he plays one more year here. But there's no substantive thing that I... Like, you got to be kidding me, right? I mean, you got to be kidding me. If the Warriors acquired Klay Thompson...
Are you serious?
...for Buddy Hield, let's just say. I mean, I think they'd be kind of the laughingstock of the league. I mean, what would they be doing? They can't do that. Would be such a blatant concession.
If Draymond goes to the bench, you need a starter. Sonny, do you know what he's averaging this season? Klay Thompson?
14.
11. He's shooting 37% from the floor, 35 from three. Both of which would be...
45 from three?
No.
Oh.
35.
Okay.
Those would both be career lows. And he's only shooting 71% at the free throw line.
I bet he's taken 7 free throws this year. Come on. There's no way he's getting to the line. He never did.
But when he did...
If he's 7 for 10, cut him a break. 90%
of them. I mean, what are we talking about?
How many is he taking?
Klay Thompson might retire at the end of this season.
Does he have one more year?
Yeah, which is why he won't retire. But after this contract, he's a vet min player. That's when the Warriors might go out and say,
exactly.
Hey, do you want to come back for a final season? Draymond, Curry, maybe they're still here. Maybe, I mean, I don't know at what point you'd go and get Klay. I think Draymond after this contract, too, is probably moving into vet min territory. Do you want to come back with Draymond, have the big three back together for one last season? You'll play a little bit, but really it's just about getting you guys on the same page in a place that you deserve to be as 4-time champs. That, to me, is when you bring back Klay Thompson. 2025 or 2026, that's a joke. Like, seriously, I love Klay Thompson. He was my favorite Warrior when I was younger. He has no place on this team right now. And he's having fun in Dallas. He's got his. He's got
is
his,
he?
Well, yeah. He's having his. He's got his girlfriend. Him and Meg Thee Stallion. They look like a wonderful couple. He named a boat after her. They probably got some, you know, a bunch of stuff going on off the court. Like, just let him enjoy his life. Don't do that.
Yeah, they
don't do that.
They won't.
They better not.
No, they won't. They won't. Risotto, you got that?
Moses Moody joining us now. Evan Giddings with you, Moses. And first of all, congratulations on the victory. Well, I know that last week, of course, the three losses, not necessarily what you were looking for, but what do you think has been the difference now over these last two, especially with the comfortable win for you tonight with Orlando?
Well, first off, congratulations to you too. You got the shot.
He didn't know a lot of details.
Well,
but he had the gist of it.
You got the shot.
I did get the shot. He was right about that.
Moody.
That's my guy.
Is he your favorite now?
Oh, yeah. See, but this is one thing that I was thinking about this too afterwards. So, you know, in 5 or 10 years, I don't know what's going to happen, but Moses Moody's going to go on and have a successful career. He's going to play for a while, no matter whether it's in Golden State or somewhere else. He's just going to play. And at some point, I hope that our paths cross again in 5 or 10 years so that I can thank him in person and then look forward to him not remembering at all what I'm talking about.
Of course not.
Because I'm going to remember forever, but for him, he's just like, yeah, I mean, we didn't actually talk face-to-face. We were over a headset. He doesn't even know where I'm standing.
It's so funny because over the years, a million times, like, we'll want to get a guest on or something. Or, hey, we got Matt Barnes on, or we got Larry Hughes, any old Warrior. And somebody would be like, well, Steiny, will they know you? And I'll be like, not really. Like, they forget so easy.
Well, even B. Diddy, you got him a birthday card.
But see, you know what's funny is if he heard my name, I don't think he would recognize it. But if I saw him, he'd be like, oh, that's the dude
guy.
Who covered us during We Believe.
I don't know. Some players remember. I mean, I think Jimmy Butler, like Nick Friedell, because he covered him in Chicago. He calls him Nicholas.
That's still going on, though. Like, I haven't talked to Larry Hughes in about... No, we saw him in Vegas about 4 years ago. Whoop. Anyway. All right. I want to go... We're going to get into the Niners probably at 11:48 today. Evan's got a proclamation to make about the 49ers, and apparently you're not going to like it. I want to spend the next segment going back 2 years to something that somebody said and see how it's playing out right now, if we still believe it. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Christmas Eve, everybody. We're in a good mood. If you want to call just to say hello. By the way, we're at 88 Kearney. If you want to drop off the... You can just leave gifts here with the... With our door person, if you have something for us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll break when I want to break on Christmas Eve. All right. I'll tell you what, let's do it now. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This segment also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.